This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, the Commerce Department did a report, a rise in productivity last quarter, but still, American productivity just ain't what it used to be. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
This is not your father's productivity rate. Back before the recession, productivity increases averaged 2 to 3% a year, but we've been stuck with around 1% for the past few years. Still,
1% today is not the 1% of 2006 before we went into the recession.
That's Christopher Rupke, chief economist of MUFG Union Bank. He says before the recession, a 1% productivity rate would have been awful because we were in that crazy housing bubble. It skewed productivity up. After the bubble burst, productivity skewed down. So if you think about it, 1% isn't so bad, says James Kraft. He teaches business administration at the University of Pittsburgh.
Given what we've experienced in terms of some of the problems in the economy and its recovery and so forth, I think that is reasonable at this point in time.
And here's another thing to think about. It's harder to measure productivity now. It was easy when Microsoft Word first came along, according to Doug Handler, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight.
The big benefit was, of course, secretaries don't have to retype memos here. I'm taking advantage of the word processing here.
But Handler says some things haven't changed. Companies still need to hire good people and spring for the latest technology, even if they're not sure how it'll affect productivity. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.